He says that the secret of action is in knowledge. And that is why Sri Krishna again and again tells Arjuna, knowledge is far superior to action. Buddhi is far more important than action. And this is what confuses Arjuna again and again. His argument is that if knowledge is far superior to action, then let me be settled in knowledge. Why do you throw me into this action? If buddhi is far superior to action, let me be settled in buddhi and let me be settled in jnana. Why do you throw me into idam ghoram karma? This is the ghora karma, terrible action. Why do you enjoin me into it? Sri Krishna's answer is that there is a kind of a hierarchy. The basic hierarchy starts with the first statement, which is on eternal existence. If you are not settled into that, then other intermediate stages can never be mastered. Action is never primary. If action was primary, Sri Krishna would have said that action is far superior. And Sri Krishna says that action is not far superior. What is superior is knowledge. And if you say that I want knowledge, I am congratulating you. You must be in knowledge. Only you are speaking the word of the wise without being wise. That is the only objection I have. I have no objection to wisdom. But you are speaking the words of wisdom, so I am setting you right. Words of wisdom start with this statement, that which is. And you are constantly talking of that which is not. Therefore, to contradict the statement, first of all, you start with the right proposition. The secret of karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga can be properly understood if you really know what is reality. The entire Bhagavad Gita ultimately rests on this. Attain to the supreme knowledge. When you attain to the supreme knowledge, then you have the mastery over action. And when there is mastery over action, there is nothing but joy. Where there is joy, there is no grief. And Arjuna, his whole state was a state of grief. And he says to Sri Krishna, please remove grief from me. That is why Sri Krishna takes the argument of Arjuna, shows the inconsistencies in the argument, shows the deficiencies in his propositions, and says that in these propositions in which you are living, there is bound to be grief. The grief disappears where there is highest action. And highest action is possible only when there is the highest knowledge. This is the hierarchical relationship. Action is never supreme. What is supreme is knowledge. And knowledge is only about that which is. Therefore, unless you are establishing that which is, you can never be a master of action. You must be so established in your being that you can never perish. And you must see that nothing really perishes in the world. When you see that which is, according to Sri Krishna, that is a real seeing. Even when things are fleeting, see the eternal which is in fleeting, then you have really seen. So long only as you see only that which is fleeting, you are not seeing. It's all running away. Only when you see that which is stable in movement, then only you have really seen. The reality is Sat Chit Ananda. In the Bhagavad Gita, the word Sat Chit Ananda does not occur. But the entire idea of Shri Krishna is that the supreme reality, Purushottama, is stable, that which is always present, that this reality is capable of manifestation. In other words, there is a distinction between the stable, the eternal, and the manifestation. And manifestation can be rightly grasped only when you have seen the stable, when you can master the stability. That is why the Bhagavad Gita constantly emphasizes one word, sthira, sthita pratyaya, samatvam. Be absolutely stable. Now, on the basis of sat, chit rests. The reality is satchidananda, three words, sat, chit and ananda. But chit is secondary. Ananda is tertiary. Primary is sat. This is the relationship of in reality. Reality is complex. And the complexity of reality is that there is a primary and basic stuff, that which is always and which never disappears. That is sat. The chit is an activity of two kinds. Activity of knowledge and activity of will. That is why in India, chit is always used as chit shakti. Activity of knowledge and activity of will. Now, even between knowledge and will, there is an interrelationship. Primary is knowledge. Will is secondary. You can never have the will without the basic stuff of knowledge. Even ignorant people who do not have the knowledge, if you examine their will will have been established on wrong knowledge. But knowledge is the basis. There is no will anywhere which has not behind it some kind of a conscious will, consciousness, some kind of knowledge. It may be wrong knowledge, false knowledge, erroneous knowledge, illusory knowledge, anything, but unless there is a knowledge, there cannot be any will. That is the relationship between the two. So, if you make something primary, which is not primary, everything will go topsy-turvy. That is why Sri Krishna puts all the things in the hierarchy. Karma Yoga is always secondary. Primary is Jnana Yoga. Without Jnana Yoga, you cannot have a true Karma Yoga. And Ananda, which is the result of what is called Bhakti, devotion, is always tertiary, it is always a crown. Bhakti is always a crown. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, what is primary is Jnana Yoga. What is crown is Bhakti. In the middle is Karma Yoga. Even Karma Yoga ends in a crown of Bhakti. Even Jnana and its crown ends into Bhakti. As Sri Krishna will tell us, that the highest Bhakta is Jnani. The one who has known, only he can really be the highest bhakta.